McPherson here for KDLO Outdoors today. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and Dave, at least a little weather cooperating where a guy can get out and hunt and even do some fishing, but what's been going on for the fish bite?
You know, it's been really slow. We fished, there was six of us on the crate last night at Highway 81, and there was never a fish caught. A few of us had bites that we didn't hook, but that's about as slow as I've ever seen it. And I've talked to a guy that's been fishing the south end of Ponset from shore, and he didn't do any good last night. Earlier this week, I think they picked up a few walleyes, but he said it was sort of stealth fishing. Other reports, I did hear one good report come off of Thompson, a limit of fish, and one really big fish in that bunch, a 27-incher. But talked to Todd St. Sauver. He said his drive past the Madison Lakes, they've been really quiet. Right now, it seems like the water temp on West Highway 81 on Tuesday during the day when we were out there was just under 40 degrees. So wow. I think these fish are in shock a little bit.
Yeah, I would say that shallow water you want to fish and cast to or out of or to and from, that maybe they're out deeper because of that. Are you seeing more corn and beans, Dave, out in your travels?
Yeah, they're busy out, and the reports I got from the resident opener were good. Some guys out by Huron, a pair of guys with two dogs, 2 days, they had their limit by 20 minutes into the morning, and I talked to another guy last night who was hunting around Brookings, and he limited out pretty quick when he was out there, so they're seeing pretty good numbers of birds, so that could be a plus this year.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls with the Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel down to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota, Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer. And with the weather breaking, maybe this week more fishermen getting out on shore and from boat?
Yeah, I've been seeing a few more people, taking the boats out and giving it a try still. Definitely less than what we have had before this cold front came through. I think quite a few guys are starting to put their boats away, but there's a few diehards that are still going out there on Ponset. That's kind of the main lake that I've been seeing. Still going out there trying to chase a perch. Shore fishing from Stonebridge has been fair. Fair amount of smaller walleyes being caught up there late in the evening. So.
Hey, Dan, is there still a movement or water between Dry and Ponset, or is that sandbar built up?
No, there's still water movement, so I think that's probably why a lot of guys are still hitting that. Those fish are going to be headed for that. So, but yeah, there's definitely still water moving.
Well, no, not much difference. Clear Lake by Thomas, Norden, Mary John, Albert, kind of slow.
Yeah, just definitely slow. You know, most of those areas are going to be probably more boat fishing than anything, and with the pressure that's on Ponset, I'm not surprised that not too many people are fishing those areas. So,
duck and goose hunters, are they faring a little bit better?
You know, it's been a decent year this year. It for the ducks, you know, guys are going out midweek, getting away from the traffic and finding out doing pretty well.
Good.
It's still hit or miss. Most of my traffic is definitely that western part of the county. Overall, pretty good season so far.
And a lot of beans and corn left for the pheasant hunting this weekend, isn't there?
Yep. Last weekend we had, we were expecting better numbers than what we saw. We had a handful of numbers that were out there for hunters. Success rates were still fairly decent, though, for the guys that did get out. Not great, but still pretty good. But
good.
All of them really complained that, with all the crops out there, we just, didn't see the number of birds that they were used to.
Yep.
So.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, Game Fish and Parks offices, Conservation Officer Austin Norton. And I guess, first of all, fishing, shore or boat, has there been much pressure in the last week?
You know, I think the shore fishing opportunities picked up a little bit up here with the cool temperatures that we've had lately, and then kind of stabilizing this week, actually. The opportunity to go out and fish from shore at many different locations that are popular throughout the county has been pretty decent.
As far as waterfall hunters, are you seeing more ducks and maybe a few white fronts or snow geese in Day County?
You know, I've seen a few more hunters, a few more ducks, a few snow geese starting to show up, but nothing, doesn't seem to be anything too crazy yet. Again, we had those cooler temperatures last year. I thought we were going to see a big push, but again, with the temperature stabilizing this week, it's just kind of been so-so.
Well, I know Day County probably is in one of the lean years, but a better year with pheasants. But do you suffer the same thing as around the counties around us with a lot of corn and beans still in the field?
Absolutely. With all that moisture we had last week, we're just starting to see the farmers get back into the field up here. And there is a lot of corn and a lot of beans still in. So that's definitely going to make the hunting tougher. Those birds are going to have a lot more cover to chill out in and hang out in and not get shot at. So there's some birds around, no question about it, but they will be tougher to find and get up.
Any proud angler walleyes, big released or kept in that 8 to 10, 11 pounders you've heard of in the past week or two?
No, I actually have not heard of any big walleyes like that. I'm sure they're being caught, but we just don't always hear about that stuff. So definitely a great time of the year, though, to get out and try your luck at it. And with the dry weather we've had and the moderately warm temperatures, don't get much better than that for shore fishing.
Austin Norton, Conservation Officer out of Day County, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks, Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner, and boy, for the pheasant hunters this weekend, an awful lot of corn and beans out. It's a broken record, but it's that way about in every county, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's starting to come out, so...
Yeah, they'll just have to do and go. Maybe the heavy cover, the Game Fish and Parks, the public land, and the soil bank type stuff might hold birds late or early.
Yep. And yeah, that rain kind of slowed things down, but I know guys are really starting to get out there and harvest that stuff here now. Now that they got the chance to, now that things are drying out, they're really getting out there and hitting stuff. So.
Well, fall fishing, it's taking place maybe a little bit on Pelican and Kempiskin, probably other lakes in the region.
Yep. Guys are catching a few. It's that time of year where the fishing does pick up, and the fishing's actually pretty good, but the amount of fishing pressure kind of drops off just because everybody else is kind of interested in going out and doing some pheasant hunting or deer hunting or duck hunting or whatever kind of hunting it is. They're wanting to get out there and do that hunting rather than going out and trying to catch some fish.
Any do's or don'ts this weekend on the guns?
Just a reminder, I don't know if any of the other guys have covered it, but just make sure that you're following those road hunting laws if you're going to be doing any of that. That's one of our bigger issues every year is things that pertain to the road hunting.
And that's spelled out pretty specifically in the back of the book, so if you're not sure, it's not an excuse and you'll get a ticket, so you should look it over.
Yep, and I got a book here. The road hunting stuff, it's going to be right in that general the general section, the general laws section. It's going to be the first page in that general laws portion of the hunting book. It's page 38. Okay. That spells out all the... On page 38, it has its one whole page for the road hunting law that spells out the 660, the 660 rules and any other rules that apply to the vehicle, when you can and can't have the doors open, where you got to park on the road, and what has to be done with the motor of the vehicle. All that's spelled out in that section, that page 38 of our hunting handbook, and just make sure that you're abiding by that. That's one of our bigger violations when it comes to that in the 660 on the present season. So.
Well, good. Well, Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer out of the Watertown office, thank you.
I'm Don Fierstead. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side, talking to Jenny at Schmidt's Landing. And as far as the fishermen from shore or boat, how's it been faring?
It has been pretty good for perch up the lake towards Hartford and up to Sodak. Seems like they've been getting the perch, you know, anchoring down and finding the schools.
Okay, good. Shore fishing any good? Or I imagine just the last few days is when people have started going out in the evening or early.
Yeah, we're waiting for it to pick up, so I keep encouraging people to, you know, cast out from the shore and see what's going on.
Okay, and as far as rain up there over that two-week period, did you get quite a bit, a couple inches maybe?
I think so. It wasn't too much. We definitely got spared compared to some other areas.
Yeah.
But we got enough to not be dry, that's for sure.
Well, if they have any questions up there, what's the phone number for them to call you, Jenny?
It's 605-432-6911.
That's Jenny at Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing. Thank you. Now we're talking to Jacob Christensen, King Brook Pro Pheasant Fall Fundraiser. And Jacob, tell us all about it.
All right, so this year we're hosting our annual fundraiser in Arlington at the Arlington Fire Hall. It'll be a great night of food, fun, and fellowship with fellow hunters and families alike. Kids are encouraged to come. Meal will be served by 1481 Grill. It's going to be a beef brisket sandwich with sides. We've got a gun raffle going on. If you want more information on that, check us out on Facebook at King Brook Pro Pheasants, or you can give me a call at 605-203-0982. We've got plenty of guns to give away. Happy hour starts at 6, meals at 7, and live auction and giveaways start at about 8 o'clock. So, like I said, any questions, you can feel free to call me, Jacob Christensen, at 605-203-0982.
Jacob, good luck with this year's banquet and fundraiser.
Thank you very much, Don.
Well, now we're talking to Zach Thompson, conservation officer out of Clark County. And Zach, as far as waterfowl, I did see a few snow geese and a few white fronts and a lot of gadwalls last weekend over in that area, but more waterfowl moving in?
Yeah, correct. I've seen some snow geese sitting on the south side of Indian Springs last weekend. Starting to see some big groups of gadwalls coming in. A lot of diver ducks still getting shot. It'd be a good time for that right now if you plan on going out. Otherwise, you know, just based on last weekend and how everything's going, still waiting for that push of mallards to get down. I also talked to some guys that were hunting. They put on 500 miles between Lilly and Northern Clark up in that Cottonwood country, and they decided to turn around and go home. And that's kind of what I'm seeing, too, is all the ducks are north of Clark County right now, and with this nice weather and, you know, some crops starting to get taken out more, I feel that we're probably going to actually start seeing some ducks here maybe this weekend and possibly next weekend. You know, this warm-up probably didn't help the push at all. So,
how did the pheasant hunters work out on public land last weekend?
Well, a little crazy story about that is actually did not see a lot of pressure in Clark County on the public land. I think it was just due to the few crops being out in that part of the county. But checked a couple guys, a couple birds here and there. If I'd say averaging two, three birds a group on public right now. But you guys got to remember that there's a ton of crops in, and a lot of those birds are held up in those crops. So once those crops start coming out, it'll only get better yet. Bird numbers are looking good in the middle Clark County, the south Clark County.
Well, Zach Thompson, CEO out of Clark County, thank you. Now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And as far as last week up to this week, migration, bird numbers, why don't you bring us up to date?
I think we've seen an increase in bird numbers, not a huge increase, but there's certainly been a small increase moving in to the area and up all, you know, all over up here in the Northeast. Not huge numbers yet, but you know, there's been some ice forming to the north, the northern North Dakota and Canada, and so I think that with some of those colder temperatures down here and there, between there and here, is pushing birds our way.
I imagine some of the counties around you and even Brown County, that shallow wetlands, maybe a little ice on them already?
Oh, yes. This week we saw a couple mornings where most of the shallow wetlands were locked up with ice, and so the bigger ones tended to hold quite a few more ducks, and then as those shallower ones opened up, then the ducks kind of filtered out and spread out throughout those days.
You know, I think even up in Canada, looking at the DU hunting site and their map of reports from hunters, that a lot of even some big wetlands up in Saskatchewan, Manitoba froze up. I would have thought we'd have more snow geese and white fronts in this area by now, but there really isn't much.
Yeah, I've seen real good migration of white fronts. I've heard some hunters have had some success on white fronts and saw quite a few flocks moving the other morning. But, you know, a lot of these birds, they're dependent on their migration trigger as far as the photo period or the amount of sunlight in the day. So if even if it's going to freeze up a little earlier, they're going to try to hunker down and sit on that ice and stay there until the weather really, really pushes them out if the sun amount of daylight in the day isn't the trigger for them.
Will the website be updated on migration now pretty much on a weekly basis or every 10 days?
Yeah, we're gonna try to update the website on a weekly basis if it needs to be. You know, if there's really no update on the migration, it may not be updated. But if there's any sort of movement or migration in or out, we'll definitely be updating that migration page. We also on the refuge this coming Saturday have our archery deer season starting up, which will run until into the early part of November before our gun seasons open up. So anybody interested in archery hunting Sand Lake Refuge can certainly come up and stop by the office or check our website out for the special regulations we have up here.
Well, Don Soderlund, Sand Lake, thank you. Now on the phone we have Zach Hunke, and he's talking about the Dakota Sportsman annual steak fry, and how many annual years will this be, Zach?
This is the 14th annual steak fry.
And when is it? Where is it?
October 19th. And it's at 5 o'clock is when the happy hour starts, and dinner at 6.
Tickets the same,
$20? $20 a ticket, and this year we're doing all steaks with a couple of sides.
And it'll be at the American Legion Club, and for folks not aware of that, it's on West Highway 212, and do you have some good prizes people can buy some chances for this year?
Absolutely. Just for the dinner ticket enters you in for a chance at three prizes, with the grand prize being a Winchester SXP pump, 12-gauge shotgun. And we've got second place of $100 in Watertown bucks, and third place in some women's jewelry.
Usually a fundraiser for Dakota Sportsmen is an ice castle. Do you have one of those this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We went with a really nice ice castle again this year. We picked blue in color. We had some Jacks fans on our board, so
okay.
But it's a really nice unit of work. Work out great. For around here.
Well, Zach, how can they get a hold of you if anybody has questions?
We've got a Facebook page for Dakota Sportsmen. Otherwise, I can be contacted on my cell, 605-881-6745.
Zach Hunke with Dakota Sportsmen, their annual steak fry, Friday, October 19th at the American Legion in Watertown.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information. throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.